Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now SEC royalty and SEC Network baseball analyst joining us, Todd Walker, to the radio huddle. Todd, how you doing today, man?
Hey, guys. Great. How's it going?
Doing well, gearing up for another great weekend of SEC baseball. The Tigers traveling to College Station. Before we get into that matchup, though, curious on some of your thoughts around the rest of the league. Obviously, starting with number one, it'll be Texas, and I know they've got a matchup this weekend that's a tough, you know, top-tier tussle for them as well, and just what you've seen out of this Texas team and how they've been able to stay atop the standings.
Well, it starts with pitching. Baseball is all pitching. Like, Florida's an example. In 2017, they hit 258 as a team and won the national championship. So you don't have to bang out 20 hits, 15 hits to win a baseball game, but you have to hold the other team down. They always talk about pitching and defense, but I played behind Pedro Martinez when he struck out 18, you know? So when you get to pitching, the defense is easy, and you pop a few around, you know, get some timely hits, and you win the baseball game. So it's all pitching. Texas has it. Although they've lost their number two, or I guess they might consider him a number one-ish. Jared Spencer's out, so they've lost a big piece of that puzzle. But and they hit well enough. They're not overly talented offensively, but they do exactly what I just said. So Texas is pretty strong. And what they're doing within the best conference of college baseball right now, pretty incredible. What are they, 19-2?
Yep, 19-2.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's just not that easy, and they're just making it look easy.
It's Coach Jim Schlossnagel's fantastic, isn't he? Like, when you have all these like games that are within one run and Texas keeps squeaking them out, this past weekend was a perfect example against a red-hot Texas A&M team, which we'll preview here in a little bit, but they take all three games by one run. I mean, they just find a way to win these tight contests, and they always pull it out at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, they say a one-run, you know, winning one-run games is a sign of a great team, and you're, that's a great point. I mean, Texas did it three times in a row against A&M. I do like Jim Schlossnagel. I don't like how it went down last year at the College World Series, you know, with him transferring over and, you know, blaming a lot of other people for even asking the question that he would go to Texas. The next morning, he's there. I didn't love that, but you can't help but notice what he does. I mean, he took TCU to Omaha 4 years in a row. I don't know what that was, 14 through 18, something like that, TCU. And keep in mind, they hadn't been around other than when Schlossnagel was there. So he's undeniably, he makes a difference. His offenses see a lot of pitches, which I've always said, you know, as a hitter, the more you see a pitch, the more it becomes a hitter's advantage. He understands that. And so he makes offenses better than they probably would be otherwise. But, again, he knows how to coach. And he immediately made the Texas Longhorns a better team.
The matchup that the Longhorns are going to have to face at Arkansas, definitely no slouch there. What have you seen from this Hogs team all around?
Now, they do bash the ball around. They're very special offensively. I think at one point, if they still don't already, of the top 10 hitters, again, in the SEC, best baseball conference in college baseball, they have four of them. Four of the top 10 hitters are from Arkansas. The Aloy brothers are just overly talented. Vahiba, The shortstop is going to be a high draft pick. He's ridiculously good. Kojul, the transfers in that they have with the Canadian out in the outfield. I'm drawing a blank now, but they've got four really legit hitters. And, you know, I got Zach Root, the ace that transferred in. Vital Shees was Ohio State's Friday night guy that's over there. They got Gage Wood back from injury. They're going to try to slowly put him in the rotation, but he's a real big piece of that puzzle. Parker Coyle is supposed to come back, so they're starting to get their injured players back. But Arkansas bashes the ball around, especially in Fayetteville. Like, if they play at home, A&M beat them 2 out of 3 in Fayetteville, but that's very highly unusual. You don't beat Arkansas in Fayetteville, and that's why I think it's important for every team, but especially Arkansas and a team like Georgia, to host not only a regional but a super regional. So you have to be top 8 national seed to get that thing done to be able to host a regional and a super regional. So I think Arkansas is just overly talented offensively, but they've got some arms too.
Todd, let's talk about Texas A&M, LSU's next opponent here, going to College Station at Blue Bell Park. A&M's had a weird season. I talked about it in the Sports Flash that they start out as the number one preseason team in the country, bring back a ton of talent from the team that made it to the National Championship Series last year at Omaha, and then they get off to a 1-9 start in SEC play. They lose Gavin Grechovac, their star third baseman. But then there's this doubleheader that they have at Tennessee, and they just slug the ball out of the park consistently. And then all of a sudden they get red hot, and they win 10 of 11 games. And this is leading into, you know, the Texas sweep that we had just talked about there. But you take out 2 or 3 from Tennessee on the road, and then 2 or 3 from Arkansas on the road, and all of a sudden this is the team that looked like the number one preseason team. They got red hot. I know they dropped 3 straight to Texas, but they're playing some good ball right now.
Yeah, 3 one-run games in Austin. I mean, that's not anything to hold your head down about. Somebody liked them for a reason at the beginning of the year, and it was because they, mainly on the pitching staff, they brought back Prager, Justin Lampkin. I remember a few years ago as a freshman in the SEC tournament through seven innings against South Carolina, I think only gave up the one hit. So when I watched that, I'm like, all right, this Lampkin kid can pitch. And then they've got some other pieces of that. The bullpen, Brad Rudish, can throw 100 miles an hour, you know, so. But aside from that, Jace LaViolette's going to be a top 10 pick. He was hitting 220 for about the first 20 games. So that offense without Grechovac, like you mentioned, who hit 23 home runs last year, I think, that's a big loss. But nobody was hitting. And then all of a sudden, when Jace LaViolette got hot, now I think he's up to 315. He's hitting some homers, 15, 16 home runs right now for Jace LaViolette. The rest of the offense got hot. And so LSU's catching them at a wrong time. Like, you would have loved to have caught Florida and Texas A&M at the beginning of the year. So the schedules mattered, you know, like when you catch somebody. A&M's still playing really well. And although they got swept at Texas, again, those were pretty close games. And I still think A&M's playing as good as anybody in the country.
Todd, Mike Dottiglia and I were talking about this earlier. This series is also crucial for Texas A&M because you dropped all 3 games to Texas. You're 8-13 in SEC play. And we had talked about this last year with LSU, that if you can get to like the 13-win mark in conference play, you should be able to get into like the regionals and the postseason. With Texas A&M, you have this weekend series against LSU at home. Then you host Missouri, and Missouri's 0-21 in SEC play. So I don't want to overlook any team in the SEC, but you're kind of potentially counting 3 wins there. And then you're just playing the numbers game because at the end of the season, you go to Georgia. And Georgia's had a good team all season. Like, they're 12-9 in SEC play. They're right up there with Alabama, just behind like the Tennessees and LSUs and Arkansas of the world. So you want to get this done at home, I would think, to make it to that 8-13 in the SEC.
Well, it's a good pinpoint. 13 wins within the schedule of the regular season, 30 games. But what people can't answer for you is, do SEC tournament wins count? I think they do. Just watching it over the last few years. So, in other words, a perfect example, let's say you walk into the SEC tournament with 12 wins, which I want to say LSU had. If they didn't have 12, they had 13. They were right on the number. And, of course, they make a run at the tournament all the way to the final, lost to Tennessee, so LSU got in. But my example would be, if you got 12 wins and you go to the SEC tournament and you win a game, or maybe even two, I think you're in the SEC. But the 13 is the magic number. The thing people won't answer for you is whether or not SEC tournament wins count. But you are playing an SEC opponent. So my belief, having watched it, is that they do count. So last year we had a record 11 teams into the field of 64 out of the 14 that were in the SEC. This year, with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma, I think you're going to see 12 or 13 teams from the conference into the field of 64. And a lot will be because, you know, they changed the format of the SEC tournament. Now it's single elimination. All 16 teams go. Anything can happen in one baseball game. But I think you're going to see a lot of fringe teams that need that first win in the SEC tournament in a few weeks in order to get in. But I think you're still going to see 12 or 13 teams.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
On the line here is on WWL SEC Network baseball analyst Todd Walker joining us. And looking at this Bayou Bengals team, so much talent up and down the roster. We know that a kid that's been just producing all season long, and it's hard to come up with the definition or how to explain what Derek Curiel's been doing all season long. Just curious, and you look at his game and see what he's been able to do so far this year. Is there any player comparison that comes to mind for you when you see Derek Curiel's game and what he's capable of?
Not really, because he's a left-handed bat, you know, and there are some good left-handed bats in the league. I think for Curiel, I mean, he's a 400 college hitter. I mean, he's 370 whatever right now, but I think you're going to see him, you know, over the next few years really have a lot of confidence, and then just really, really, you know, that average is going to skyrocket. They're saying that, you know, he's got to gain some weight, 15 pounds, let's say, and then he's going to be popping more home runs. He doesn't run. Although he can go get it in the outfield, he doesn't steal a lot of bags, which I think people would like to see him do more of. But he's a complete player. I've seen him hit two home runs the opposite field. Remember, he hit that one in Texas. So he can go the other way with pop. He was shut out after his 43-game on-base streak was ended on Saturday. He comes out Sunday and gets four hits. So it just shows you the kind of player he is. He sees a lot of pitches. I think we got this True Media stat thing, give you just about anything you want to know. He sees like 4.3 pitches per plate appearances, which is top, one of the tops in the league. And he doesn't strike out a lot. So what that means is he's got a great two-strike approach, good eye. He's not going to swing and miss a whole lot. But he's just, you know, he's just fun to watch. And especially in a leadoff spot of that talented offense for LSU. The concerns are that Jared Jones and Stephen Milam do not hit well within the conference. You know, I think in both cases, they're 200 points difference between their average out of conference and their average in conference, including the pop. I mean, I think Jared Jones just hit his 12th home run out of the conference the other day, and he has three inside the conference, and Milam's pulling the same thing. So, yeah, so you worry about that a little bit. Michael Braswell, I think, starting to take over that third base job. They've tried a lot of people, including Jared Jones, over at third base. And now they're going to settle probably on Braswell as an everyday player, and it's good that he's starting to pick it up as well.
Todd, looking at LSU's pitching, you know, I thought Jay made a really interesting decision going to Cason Evans on Sunday against Tennessee this past weekend. When you lose game two the way that they did, and, you know, you don't have to use Evans out of the bullpen. And Jay talked after the game. He said, we'll see what happens. It's kind of late in the season that Cason, with how talented he is, he's going to be a Friday pitcher for LSU at some point in his time in Baton Rouge with the purple and gold. But your thoughts on the move to Cason Evans potentially being the Sunday starter, because Jay also mentioned after the game that he would rather get six innings out of the kid with a 0-0 scoreline versus throwing him for two innings with a one-run lead late in the game.
They started messing with Chase Shores after he was their third, after, what, 5 or 6 weeks, and then they put Connor Ware in there Sunday or Saturday, whenever that third game was against Alabama, and Connor Ware went one time through the lineup. Then they bring Chase Shores in, and he didn't do extremely well. I think he lasted like 2 1/3 or whatever. And my thought was, they didn't even have a Sunday starter last year. I mean, they went 2-10 or 2-8 out of those 10 games on the third game of a series during the conference. So I was thinking, man, what a luxury. And Chase Shores wasn't doing great. But, I mean, somebody you can depend on week in, week out. So when we start tinkering with that, I thought, wow. And then kind of where it goes one time through. And then this week, yeah, it was Cason Evans, and he's a bullpen guy. First start as a freshman, and he gives up 4 hits in the first 6 hitters of the game. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, this tinkering is going to be tough to watch. And then it was almost like he morphed into himself. Like he got pulled in the first inning, the starter Cason Evans, and the bullpen Cason Evans came in and just dominated like he's been doing all year out of the pen. And now he's somebody you look at. But the problem is you haven't worked him up to 120 pitches, you know, that type of deal. So you're definitely going to need bullpen help when he starts a game. And he's not always going to be dominant. But you got to like what you saw on Sunday against Tennessee, because Tennessee can really bash the ball around. And Cason Evans, after the first inning, made him look silly.
Todd, always appreciate your time. Love your insights. You just sounds, everything you do reminds you of baseball. What game will you be at this weekend, Colin?
So I've got studio. So we do the SEC Now show Friday and Saturday, a rerun Saturday morning and Sunday morning. If you don't stay up late enough to watch it on Friday night, we'll go after whatever game, you know. So we're in the studio till like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. That's this weekend. The next call I've got is in Lexington next weekend. I think Oklahoma goes to Kentucky. So I get to see Nick Mangione and that group. Remember, they made it to Omaha for the first time in the program's history last year. I don't think they got the firepower this year that they had last year, but still be a fun series. And then after that, man, we get rolling with the SEC tournament not too far away.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate the time as always, Todd. Thanks, and have a great one.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Todd Walker, SEC Baseball Network analyst and former MLB and LSU infielder. Always great stuff from him. And like I said, it's just one of those voices I hear and just immediately makes me think baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. He's fantastic. And just going back to what we were saying, though, Steve, like Cason Evans potentially being your third rotational piece, if Jay decides to do that, right, and he takes a little bit away from the bullpen, because Cason has been that second lockdown piece out of the bullpen with Zach Cowan, like, but that three-man rotation, it's a three-headed monster that you have there with Cade Anderson and then Anthony Ianson and Cason Evans in that situation. That's kind of it's a sweet fruit that you would have to pass up if you leave them in the bullpen. So we'll see what they decide to do, though.
That and Walker also brought up the fact that we need Milam and Bayer to wake up for SEC play, man.
Yeah, there's been some times where Jared's been in a slump, and Milam too. I mean, that's a good point. It wasn't just
right.
Bear Jones, but yeah, they've been in slumps at times, and I'm not really too worried about it, though, Steve. Like, once you get into the SEC tournament and then postseason play, I mean, is there anyone more clutch in the lineup than Steven Milam, that he's shown that in his early on in his LSU career? And then Bear Jones is just a pro hitter hitting in college. So, you know, once again, I'm not too concerned about it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.